Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
It's Super Bowl weekend, and many of us loyally follow our favorite teams, whether it's pro sports or certainly in East Tennessee college sports with the University of Tennessee. We got the Titans in Nashville. Many in this area are diehard Atlanta Falcons fans. And when we have season tickets, you might have seat licenses or you might have season tickets with the University of Tennessee. You know, there's nothing more heartwarming than a parent passing down their football affiliation to their kids. You know, a mutual fund for your favorite team can really be a glue that helps hold the family together. But passing down season tickets and seat licenses from generation to generation can get hairy at times. So much so that you probably need to be talking to your estate planner or your financial planner or attorney. You know, there's many times a lot of strings attached. There was actually one famous tale where there was a diehard Washington, and at the time the Washington Redskins, now they're the Commanders. She had season tickets, and she wanted her son to get her season tickets, so she put her son's name on those season tickets. And one year, she couldn't get to the ticket office to pick them up, so she had him pick them up. And then he kept the tickets, and they were in his name. And so she had to sue him over those tickets. There have often been issues where parents will name their two kids, for example, as inheriting their season tickets or their seat licenses. Many of those seat license contracts require that the seat license can only go to one person. And in many instances, people who have inherited those seat licenses have had to hire attorneys to sort all that out because the tickets were left to two people. Then it can also create family arguments and strife, and that's the last thing you want to have happen. I think the biggest thing is if you have built up equity, is what I'll call it, with your either seat license or season tickets for your favorite sports team, it's important, number one, be sure you're in contact with that institution, whether it's the University of Tennessee or the Tennessee Titans, to know exactly what the contracts and the fine print say. What are the options? How do you best leave those? Can you even leave those? What are the spousal rights? You know, sometimes the spouse, you can leave those to a spouse, but not to the children, oftentimes with something like the University of Tennessee, for example. So be in communication. Bring that to your financial planner or estate planner's attention. Make sure to include it in the estate planning because there could be some equity value there that would be part of your estate that would be considered for taxation purposes. But, you know, as I said, sports, in many cases, is a glue. I know for my family, we just love our season tickets for sporting events, especially Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball. And it's something that even my 22-year-old oldest daughter comes home to. She loves to come home on the weekend in the fall and go to games with us. And my 17-year-old, when she goes to college, I know she's going to be the same way. So have these conversations with your family. Have the conversation with the institution that you have your seat license or season tickets. And make sure you understand the rules and the fine print and how to properly pass on those items.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.